Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There's a rapist on the loose in New York City, and this man is vicious. He attacked a woman in the Melrose section of the Bronx. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
Even a tough story to tell here on a Friday morning here. The NYPD releasing two surveillance photos of the suspect involved in this. Susan, we'll put up on our website. This is just horrific. They say a masked man using a belt as a lasso involved here. He was following a 45-year-old woman along the street here near 152nd and 3rd Avenue in the Bronx when, again, using that belt, he put it around the woman's neck, pulled her to the ground, dragged her about 10 feet. And that's when police say she lost consciousness, and then the man raped her behind a parked car. Luz Hernandez is from the neighborhood.
He could have killed her that night, because if he would have asphyxiated her when, like, she fell like back, that she couldn't defend herself. It's messed up.
Luz spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News there. Now, this happened about 3 in the morning on May 1st, according to police. The woman was taken to Lincoln Hospital, spent the day there getting treatment. As the manhunt goes on, a $3,500 reward for the suspect. And as you can imagine, Susan, the residents here are stunned and frightened. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Melrose section of the Bronx.
A wild scene in Tremont that could have ended tragically, like a previous incident in the Bronx. A man allegedly tried to steal an ambulance Tuesday night, stripped naked, and jumped into the front seat. FDNY EMS Local 2507 Union President Aaron Barzilay.
The men got aggressive and started fighting with them and tried to put the vehicle in drive, and was unsuccessful due to a safety mechanism that the FDNY installed after the killing of EMT Adira Arroyo.
Well, thanks to that, the ambulance would not start. Arroyo, you'll remember, was run over with her own ambulance by a mentally ill recidivist. In this case, no one was hurt, and both the suspect and another person who was also being evaluated by EMS at the time were taken to the hospital. Police looking for the driver in a fatal hit and run in Bushwick.
Police say a blue Mazda was speeding down Eldridge Street and Knickerbocker Avenue when the driver struck two women and then took off running. A 71-year-old woman was taken to the hospital and was pronounced dead. A 44-year-old woman is also being hospitalized and is in stable condition. Maddie lives in this area and says she was across the street at a restaurant when it happened.
Every now and then you'll hear someone peeling away. Like, honestly, like once a day, I hear somebody rev their engine and peel away.
Danae Mathis was walking by when she saw all the commotion. She says she's always on the lookout for speeding cars at this intersection.
I see people run the stop signs all the time over here, normally in the morning.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
New protections for homeowners in New York now that Governor Hochul has signed the new bill removing some rights from squatters. It passed as part of the state budget and clarifies a legal distinction between squatters and tenants. A more detailed bill was introduced in the state Senate last month that includes criminal trespass in what defines squatting. That, though, is still under review. Pushback to plans by the Adams administration to move ahead with four contracts worth more than $600 million with the vendor DocGo. They're currently under investigation by the New York State Attorney General, Tish James, for allegedly abusing their contracts. Manhattan City Council member Gail Brewer.
I can't believe, considering the history of the food problems and the casework problems, that this is the kind of company that we want to be serving our city and that we want to be paying for.
Back on April 9th, the mayor's office said the city was winding down its relationship with DocGo, which has been contracted to provide services at the emergency migrant facilities. But just days before, the Daily News says records they reviewed show the city's health and hospitals network voted to enter into new contracts with the firm. They also say the city law department, which is required to approve such contracts, signed off on the deal this past Monday. Well, a spokesperson for the mayor says the deal is in part to pay DocGo retroactively for services provided at a shelter in Queens, and that once the contract expires in September, they'll put out a request for new bids. A tense time at City Hall Thursday, where NYPD brass was grilled about some questionable social media posts by some top members of the department. This is City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and Carlos Nieves, the NYPD Assistant Commissioner of Public Information, talking about Chief of Patrol John Schell.
He is the one that decides what is going to go out and how they are going to inform the community.
That's a problem.
Now, these social media posts are reviewed by members of DCPI. If there is something that is inappropriate, we would address it.
Well, Schell's come under fire for several tweets that some council members say were inflammatory and violate NYPD policy. He was not at the hearing, and beyond answering some questions, NYPD officials declined to comment, citing an ongoing probe by the City Department of Investigation. City Comptroller Brad Lander out with a report on the mayor's 60-day rule for asylum-seeking families to stay in city shelters. As of April 28th, he says the city has issued 60-day notices to more than 10,000 families with children, affecting some 38,000 people. Of those, 51% left shelters entirely, 40% relocated to another shelter somewhere in the system, 9% are still at the same location. He says the policy was implemented in a way that was haphazard and did not live up to its goals and standards.
The Adams administration must not, should not turn its back on four decades of a right to shelter policy that makes New York a place where we don't let families sleep on the street.
In response, the mayor's office issued a statement that reads, in part, while several suggestions made in the comptroller's report are already part of our policy, any ideas on how to approve our Herculean work are welcome and will be considered. It goes on to say, but let's be clear, a national humanitarian crisis requires a national solution. We continue to ask that all New Yorkers join us in calling on the federal government for meaningful financial support. Mayor Adams in Rome this weekend for a meeting of some very well-respected minds at the Vatican. This is to carve out a charter of humanity.
30 Nobel Peace Prize winners are attending a Vatican event to discuss the world's most pressing issues. Along with professors, doctors, and economists, they're taking part in the World Meeting on Human Fraternity, featuring 12 roundtable discussions on topics such as world peace, sports, health, social media, and business. Pope Francis will lead the roundtable on children and the future. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is also participating. The two-day event will close with music from country singer Garth Brooks.
That's correspondent Anna Matranga. As part of his participation, the mayor will also tour the Vatican Museums and the Sistine Chapel, as well as the construction site at the Colosseum Metro Station, and he'll also be meeting with the mayor of Rome. A 16-year-old busted in that vandalism incident during the pro-Palestinian demonstration Monday night near the Met Gala. Police say the team, whose name was not released, was the one who messed up the 107th Infantry Memorial at the corner of 5th Avenue and 67th Street. He is charged now with criminal mischief and making graffiti. Well, this is one of those only in New York stories, but it's certainly not something you see every day.
A turkey is a silly bird. His head goes wobble, wobble.
Yes, and a wild turkey was spotted in Midtown. That's right, over on 49th Street and Madison Avenue. Where'd she come from? Queens, apparently.
I am a turkey bird. I live a turkey life.
Yeah, despite the fact that turkeys can only fly short distances, this one somehow made it to Manhattan. Speculation is she may have either walked across the Ed Koch Bridge or made a pit stop on Roosevelt Island. Well, the New York Post says the turkey was spotted eating blueberries that some folks gave her at Fasano Restaurant and then spent the night in a tree. When asked about it, a spokesperson for Animal Care Centers in New York said there are no current plans to try and catch her, as she is not posing a threat to anyone.
What am I if you steal the show?
Coming to city parks this summer, Movies Under the Stars. These are free screenings on more than 150 screens across the five boroughs. Tonight, you've got the movie that this song comes from, Elemental, 8 p.m. at the Athletic Field at Serrano Playground in the Bronx. Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie at Stroud Playground in Brooklyn. And Remember the Titans at the Richard Rogers Amphitheater in Marcus Garvey Park, Manhattan. Also on the schedule,
Wakanda Forever!
And Barbie, Forever, Mulan, and Black Adam. Get the full list at nycgovparks.org. Hey, by the way, you can get into the Whitney Museum this Sunday for free. They're doing this as part of their Second Sundays program that grants free admission on the second Sundays of each month. This month, it happens to fall on Mother's Day.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.